Okay, so the situation is this. If you suffer cancer, you it's one of those diseases or illnesses which automatically categorizes you, for purposes of the law, as disabled. So even if you're cured and there's no ongoing side effects, you will always be protected under the Disability Discrimination Act. Part of that is to do with the potential stigma that might be attached to certain illnesses and ongoing effects. So cancer is one that the law has decided, or the government's decided, is you're automatically categorized as disabled. So if you have a full recovery, you're still categorized as disabled. Now, Gutierrez got testicular cancer. He, about 18 months ago, I think, he flew down to Argentina, got it treated successfully, full remission, came back and played, I think, towards the end of last season. Very emotional return. It's very pleased for him. His contract with Newcastle was up for renewal, and they didn't renew it. Now, he's saying they didn't renew it because I'm disabled. Now, or because I've got cancer. Now, if that's right, then he may well have suffered disability discrimination. However, there is a defense to disability discrimination where an individual suffers as a result of the consequences of that disability. So not the disability itself. So if you had face cancer, whatever that might be, you are horribly disfigured, and somebody decides to dismiss you because they don't like looking at you anymore, then that's a direct discrimination. There's no defense to that. Or if you have HIV and somebody with HIV in the premises and they dismiss you simply because you have it, there's no defense to that. If they dismiss you because of the consequence of your disability. So in the case of Gutierrez, I don't know whether he's a good football player, whether he's as good as he used to be, but let's imagine his performance has dipped a little bit. If you are seeking to a defence to a discrimination claim where you've been discriminated against because of the consequences of your disability, and let's say here that the consequence is that your performance as a football player has dipped. The defence is that your employer, Newcastle United, is achieved a legitimate aim by a proportionate means. Now, that's the legal phrase. What that means, let's break it down, their legitimate aim might well be to stay in the Premiership. That's a perfectly legitimate aim. The proportionate means is to have the best players that they can afford. Now, if he's no longer the player he used to be, and they can say this is the reason they dismissed him, that is a good defence for a claim of disability discrimination. And there's one other aspect of disability discrimination which often comes up, and that's to do with reasonable adjustments. If you employ somebody who is disabled, there's a duty on the employer to make reasonable adjustments to try to accommodate that person. Well, it's difficult to imagine what reasonable adjustments you might make to a player whose performance has dipped as a result of having suffered cancer. What would you do? Have more breaks? Let them train less intensely? Can't really see that in a game as competitive as football. So that's sort of where the ground where they're going to be arguing. Did they dismiss him because of his cancer, number one? Or the consequences of his cancer, number two? They'll say no anyway. But even if the judge decides that they did, their second line would be, if you find that he was dismissed against, then we were seeking to achieve a legitimate aim by proportionate means.
Wow, so this could swing both ways, this really, couldn't it? This is a very interesting case.
And it is a very interesting case. It's not been tested in these kind of circumstances before. It could go either way, but like all cases, they could go either way. I think he's got a little bit of an uphill struggle. However, one thing which he has said, which on the surface sounds a bit thin, could really help him. One of the aspects of his claim is he's saying, not only did I get released, but I had to pay for my own treatment. Now, that could be a bit petty if you think about how much football players earn and how much treatment would be. It wouldn't be very much as a proportion of his total wealth. But if the football club would have treated him for everything else, you know, cruciate ligament damage, you hear a lot about broken legs, that kind of thing, and they failed to pay for this treatment, he will say, I would imagine, that this is an indication of the general attitude and approach to his illness, and that's why they dismissed him.
Wow.
So that's probably where the points of argument will be. I don't know. I haven't seen his claim. I haven't seen the defence. But those seem to be the most obvious areas where they will have an argument.
This is a really, really interesting case, isn't it? And you know what? Is this the first of this kind in the UK or even in the world? Has there been any other case like this?
I'm not aware that there are. Certainly, different countries have different laws as regard different illnesses. I've not seen anything like this. That's not to say there haven't been one or two cases, perhaps in other leagues. But I mean, it's different. If you imagine you're playing a Sunday league side, and you have the same situation that Mr. Gutierrez. Well, you know, a Sunday league side is about inclusion. It's about participation. You could see that they might make it's not going to be anywhere near as cutthroat, competitive, or have so many financial implications for getting to stay in their particular league. So in those cases, maybe there would be more arguments to say they should make reasonable adjustments.
I also remember Eric Abidal, who used to play for Barcelona, and he contracted cancer, I think it was kidney with him, and you know, he was welcomed back, and then the club won the Champions League, and he retired. You know, but he got on the pitch. I mean, that was the big thing. Gutierrez came back, and then there was nothing of this kind of, you know, ill feeling towards the club from that player. It's very, very interesting. I've seen lots of other cases as well of various other players taking legal action against their clubs. There was a young lad from Tottenham recently who is going through a sort of a heart problem, which was very similar to Fabrice Muamba, if you remember that. And he's now suing the club, saying that they didn't screen him properly. So
they didn't look after him. They've got a duty of care to their employees. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, there's another thing which comes into this, which is that Gutierrez is now 32. And at that sort of age, it's not uncommon to sort of move down the division or, you know, not be playing quite at the same level. And so, you know, I'm sure the football club will say it's unrelated to his illness. It's just to do with the natural state of someone's body after playing professional football for 12 years.
Yeah, it's really like that duty of care thing. They said, you know, these clubs, even though they pay them extortionate amounts of money, they've still got to look after these athletes, haven't they? You know, and
it's in their interest to look after the athletes.
Yeah, totally.
In the best condition. They do. They have a duty of care. An employer has a duty of care to all employees.